An original OFM podcast. Sleaze with Just Plain Darren.
Oh, and Natasha, what have you got from the Natasha files? These are mostly stories that actually happened to you in your life.
No, not today.
Yeah.
So a Virginia man accused of robbing a bank and posting two videos and a photo of the incident to his Instagram account reportedly said he is innocent because asking for the money is not a crime. He said he decided to go into the bank, the teller gave him the money, and he left. He said a robbery is going in and demanding something and taking the money, but I didn't do that. Police said he walked into a town bank and handed the teller a note asking for bonds and included the word please. He said he is not responsible for stealing from the bank and claims the bank gave him the money. He said she could have said no and he could have left, and when asked if he would have left, he said of course, what else would I do? I said please.
Was there no gun involved?
No, nothing.
So he just walked into a bank and asked for the money?
Yes.
And they gave it to him?
Money. They did give it to him because they thought that maybe he was going to
get aggressive. No, but then they should let him keep the money because that's what he did. If he wasn't wearing a balaclava or holding
a gun. Nothing.
It's just normally illegal.
Nothing. He just asked for
it. It's not. You go to a bank and say, hey, listen, I want money. Give me 100,000 rand. And they fork out 100,000 rand. You go, thank you. And he said, please.
Yeah. And he said, please. It was very polite.
What was the outcome of the case?
They fined him. Well, he went to jail.
Oh, that's... He must fire his lawyer. That's ridiculous.
It's always, if you hear this story starts with a Florida man, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you're going to know it's something dodgy or alligators involved. Yes.
Yeah. Portugal now is using goats to help prevent the deadly summer wildfires that killed more than 106 people last year. Because they've basically hired dozens of herds of goats, and they are hired now to munch through the thick undergrowth that covers the country's hills and makes wildfires a regular summer occurrence.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so goats helping to save lives.
There we go. That's nice. A last bark for sports.
Precies.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mine is a typical story of what can happen when you drink too much. A Minnesota woman had a memorable time at a music festival last weekend. Mm. Seven last weekend. But no one would blame her if she'd rather forget it.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Caitlin Strom was at the Winstock Country Music Festival in the town of Winstead. Doesn't say where exactly that is, but chances are you can think southern part of the United States.
Yes.
That was on Friday last week when she decided to go where few people have gone before. We were all just having fun, she said. Then I saw this big exhaust pipe and I was like, hey, I could stick my head in that.
No, please, near.
Oh,
so she did.
What?
Near.
And she got it in. Unfortunately for her, she after 45 minutes. It took 45 minutes to get it out.
She couldn't smell it.
Well, she didn't because she's still alive. But 45 minutes. She stuck her head in an exhaust pipe.
That is the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
Of course, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah. After how many tequilas? You don't know what sounds like a good idea at the time.
This what?
Yeah. Anyway, that backfired.
Just Plain Drive. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Only on OFM. The sound of your life. An original OFM podcast.